And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Philip and Celise to come back onto the show. Now, you've heard their voices before. You heard their voices last year, and they told you their real estate investing story. Let me give you some of the background, just because I know a lot of you, you know, you're like, dude, that was like so last year. So let me get you current on what they're doing. Philip serves on active duty in the United States Navy. He is a chaplain. And it, trust me, that is a very important role within the United States military. Celise, well, she's, what I can tell, pretty much real estate retired. But I'm going to ask her that question, and I want to make sure that I've got the answer correct. Because here's the thing. People can give you the impression that they're real estate retired because they have so much success. But even though they have success, they're still working on the real estate retirement piece. Now, Philip and Celise, they're still working on the retirement piece, but I think they've got some of the pieces in place. So let's do this. Let's bring them onto the show. Let's ask them about the 15 deals that they've done so far as Lifestyles Unlimited members. Now, these are multifamily investments that they have made as Lifestyles Unlimited members. And of the 15 that they invested in, four have gone full cycle. So I guess we got to ask them about that. What does that mean to go full cycle? So Let's do this. Let's bring them onto the show. Let's get some of their background, and let's just get into the meat of why you and I are here for this interview. Philip, Celise, welcome back to the show. How are you guys doing?
Morning. Great. Yes. Excited to be here. It's a great day.
Gee, you guys are pumped up, man. What is like Bon Jovi in the room with me here? What's going on?
The Holy Spirit. Woo!
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the Holy Spirit. I love that. I love that. Well, you guys are obviously pumped up and ready to do a radio show, or
let's
you just want to have some fun? You
want to
do the radio show? Okay,
well,
let's do the radio show. All right. So I know your backstory, but the audience, they're not quite aware of what's going on. So why don't you give us a little bit of your backstory? I know that, Philip, you serve in the United States Navy. You've served for 17 years. A good portion of that has been on active duty. Some of that has been on reserve duty. We can talk about what that means. But more importantly, here's the question I have for you, Philip, before we even talking about the real estate. How much longer do you have to go to earn a retirement from the United States Navy?
I have about 8 years or so left to meet my 20-year mark, in which I'll be able to retire from the Navy. Yeah.
Based on your investing strategy, will you retire yourself with real estate before the Navy gets around to retiring you from the Navy?
Based on our current strategy, I would have to conclude yes. I mean, that is our goal. That's what we're working towards. That's what we're pushing hard to reach. And based on what we've already experienced, I think we're, if things continue as things have been progressing, yes, we'll meet that goal before the Navy retires me.
Yes.
So here's the good, big question. Do you stick around and wait for the retirement from the Navy, or do you just let the real estate prosper you?
Well, I think for me, it would be both. Because the way I look at the Navy is, God has opened that door of opportunity for me. He's put me in that position for a reason. And I still feel like I have a lot more work and things to do and give to the Navy. And so I find a lot of purpose in what I do in the Navy. And so, and I don't believe God has led me elsewhere to kind of get out before retirement. So I would say both, simply because, you know, for that reason. And then, you know, once, because another way is I understand that the Navy is only going to be a part of my life for a certain amount of time. And so why not see that through full cycle? And as well as by the time when that time comes, hey, look what else we got, this passive real estate gig, and that's going to continue to grow as we live out the rest of our days.
Yeah, and you've kind of crossed the threshold. I mean, those of us that have served in the military and still serve in the military on active duty, we understand that we get to something called the 10-year mark, right, where we have 10 years of active duty service, and we start to ask ourselves the question, do we stick around for 10 more years to get that pension, or do we exit the military and do something else because maybe the pension isn't enough money to live off of? Have you experienced that?
Yes, I have, and I've sat down many nights coming home from work, whether it's in a, you know, looking at situations, or I know what's going on at work, or where the world's going, and I've come home, and I've ran the numbers, and I've talked to sleeves. I'm like, this is what the numbers look like. This is what we can do. And many a times I said we can walk away, but it's that still small voice inside me that hasn't let me yet fully walk away from it. So when you look at the numbers like that, yes, I would say the temptation is there to kind of walk away and grow something else. But again, God keeps bringing back to this mindset of why not do both? Why not do all? I've given you the energy and the help to do it. Why not capitalize on the abundant life that I have given you? And so that's where we're at, and that's what we're choosing to do.
I kind of want to switch gears on you. So here's the question. Are you guys ready for the question?
Ready.
We're ready.
Let's shoot.
Do you enjoy eggs? That's the question.
Wow.
Now, you guys get it, but the audience doesn't understand it. They have no understanding of that question and why I asked that specific question. So would you guys like to fill the audience in on whether or not you do like eggs and why I would even ask you that question?
Yes, and not to keep anyone in more suspense, we love eggs, we love chickens, and they are the reason we are on this show today and survived our poverty years. So Phyllis and I started out marriage with not a lot to our name. We actually converted the shed in my grandpa's backyard into our home, and we had a goat, and we had 14 chickens. So we ate a lot of eggs, as Al is referring to, and my income at the time was $825. This is back in 2009, so well below the poverty line, and my husband had recently been laid off. He had some temporary work when we first got married in construction, and that was before he got into the Navy, so that's where the chickens come in. Yeah, that's Is that answer your question? We still
it
like
totally
eggs
answers
to this
it.
Day, though. But there was
yeah,
because I will admit there was a season where we quit eating eggs.
Yeah,
okay.
we're back to eating eggs.
All right. Well, and the reason I want to bring that up is that your lifestyle today is radically different than Definitely. Those humble beginnings back in 2009. I mean, you were in a situation in 2009 where you were handed $825 and expected to live off of it. You're living in your grandpa's shed. And, yeah. You know, that's pretty humble beginnings. I mean, were you concerned that life was going to be like that forever?
Yeah, well, that thought often would cross my mind during those days, simply because, you know, I recently got married, you know, my responsibility is to provide for my family, and I didn't have any work. And so that thought did cross my mind. But at the same time, I think God brought me back to refocus and realign my mind to, hey, I'm working toward the Navy chaplaincy. That's where my goal is. I'm talking with them. I got paperwork to do. I got some education to finish. And so that was our focus. And I think that's what really helped ground us and pull us through that time, because we knew that this was, if we worked hard enough and we were persistent and we stayed on course the way God wanted us to go, then this situation was temporary. And I think that mindset was the important part of it, that laser-focused mindset, and where we didn't allow our circumstances to dictate to us how we were going to make our decisions that would later impact our future. Or how we would currently, at the present time, how we would currently live.
How did you guys discover real estate?
We had started doing different odds and ends real estate, different things, and fixing up some houses. And but it was so much hands-on work, and we realized we want to do something with real estate that is hands-off. And we were, it was 2020, and my brother heard Dell on the radio, and he called us, and he said, "Philip, Salise, I think this is for you guys. I want you to listen to this guy." And so we did. We did the two-day, and then we joined within 2 days. We had joined as passive investors because we recognized right away this the education was real and the people were real, and it was gonna be fruitful.
I would say too, Al, that when we first were introduced to real estate was through Salise's father. I mean, we were able to remodel the shed, and we were able to kind of flip some houses, but help him remodel some houses that different properties that he had. And that's where we first introduced to it, and we realized that this is something valuable. This could really, you know, return, make some money, and it holds its value. And that's kind of what gave us that our toe, so to speak, in the water until we came to years later, but was introduced to Lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
So why Lifestyles Unlimited? What was it about Lifestyles Unlimited that caught your attention and made you understand that maybe they have a viable solution for you?
Right. Well, I think it was a couple of things. Like Salise alluded to, we did a lot of hands-on type real estate, and we were looking for something that was more not as hands-on, not as time-consuming. And so that was one of them. And then we realized, that the Navy, yeah, sure, they'll provide like a good retirement, but there's always, inflation that could count for and things like that. So we wanted to kind of continue to grow our money and investment, and we knew that the Navy would only go so far.
Mm-hmm. And Lifestyles, it was kind of the whole package. We would find bits of information here and there from other groups, but they provided the education, and then we loved the systems that were in place with Lifestyles to lower our risks. And then we started meeting these leads and the syndicators, and we started meeting these people and realizing these guys have similar goals in life. They're family oriented. They want to invest in the community and make it better. And then the investment opportunities that are at your fingertips immediately. So it just was the whole package for us.
So I've got to ask the question that I alluded to at the beginning of the show. Salise, do you consider yourself real estate retired?
Absolutely, yes. We've done 15 deals now in 4 years, and I just can't describe the freedom to the listeners that, as I want to, but it has given me the opportunity to stay at home. I do a lot of things on the side, but it's because I want to, and I have the time and freedom to do that, but I don't have to get up. I don't have a 9-to-5, and it's awesome. When Philip has leave time with the Navy, I'm right there ready. Let's go. Let's go travel. Let's go visit family. Yeah, it's an amazing opportunity to be this free.
Yeah, I think you did a beautiful job of describing the freedom that comes with financial freedom. I mean, it is amazing. You come and go as you please. There's no boss telling you when to be at work, where to go, what to do, what to work on. You don't worry so much about money. Do you worry about money? Let me ask that question.
We don't worry about money at all. And I think one of the reasons is because Lifestyles has poured education into us, and we ourselves now are valuable. Our minds have become more valuable, and we know that money would just be a natural result, whatever we put our hands to. And we realize God is our provider ultimately, not the Navy, not our investments, but it's just completely changed our mindset.
Man, I love that. It's you guys have such a beautiful story. I'll tell you what, we're going to commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to get back into this beautiful story. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Philip and Celise, and together we're working on your financial freedom. So guys, I want to ask you a very personal question, but before I do, I want to ask your permission to ask you a very personal question. Are you okay with, like, giving out financial information over the radio?
Yeah, we are.
If you're asking my social security number,
well, oh, what the heck, right? Yeah, I need your PIN numbers. I need your social security number. I need your DOD ID number. I need that.
Wow.
Oh.
No, we're good.
Go
with
for it.
It.
We're ready.
All right. So here's
go for it.
You guys are cool with it? All right. Let's ask the question.
Let's ask.
How much money did you guys start with as seed money for all of your investments? I mean, after all, you've got 15 different deals that you've been involved with. Four of them have gone mm-hmm. full cycle. So the audience is probably thinking you started with like $1 million to get going.
Right.
Is that true?
Let me just encourage everyone. So we took about 10 years and we lived on about 30%, about 34% of our income. And we saved and we saved and for 10 years, and we saved up $200,000. And that's what we started Lifestyles with. So we had that, we paid for the education, and then we had what was left to invest, less than $200,000. And we just started putting that into deals. In the first 2 months, we got into four deals. Yeah, so I hope that encourages people. Like, we didn't get the money overnight. It's true, we did take time to save it, but it wasn't that big of an amount for most people.
Okay, so it took 10 years to save $200,000. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I think that's mm-hmm. an amazing result, because most Americans can't save anything. They spend everything that they earn. And I'm sure, Philip, you've noticed that in what yeah. you do with the Navy as a chaplain. But at the end of the day, how long did it take for that almost $200,000 to double in value? Did it take 10 years for that to happen?
No, and that was incredible. So that has already, just within 2 years, we were able. So now we're in 15 deals. Of course, we spent up that first $200,000 in the first four or five deals, and we ran out of capital, which is, you know, we started looking for ways to save more money. And we already mentioned we had sold our home. We ended up cashing in our TSA and our Roth IRAs. And we just, everywhere we could find money, we did that to get into more investments, because we saw that it was working. And four of our investments have already gone full cycle. So, it took us
about a year and a half or 2 years for that $200,000 to double.
Yeah. Exciting.
In comparison
that's,
to
that's
10.
A better result.
Yeah.
That's a much better result.
Wow. It took us 10 years, you know, and right before we got into Lifestyles, we were kind of on the fence. Do we do this? And or do we help some people with this money? And my dad, I remember he set us down and he said, "This is your seed." He said, "Don't give your seed money away." He said, "If you will invest this, if you give this away right now," he said, "it'll be gone. What took you 10 years to earn and save will be gone." He said, "If you invest this now," he says, "you'll be able to help people, and there will not be any limit on how long you can do that for." So glad we listened and sowed that seed. Mm-hmm. We've had, just in the last 4 years, we've had over $46,000 just in distribution that we've been able to put into investing in people, because when we joined, we wanted to help people, but we didn't want to wait. And so that was something we could do right away. But that seed money, as soon as we sell an investment, we reinvest it.
So the Lifestyles Unlimited members that are listening to this radio show are making this connection that John Pry is your father. Let's dispute that right now. Is John Pry your father?
No, he's not our father.
Wow.
No.
Okay. I will say this.
All right. I've got to let everybody in on the joke. So and this is for the audience, this is for you and the audience. When you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you're going to be aware of a guy by the name of John Pry. He's like everywhere. He's like the ultimate passive investor. He is a big cheerleader for Lifestyles Unlimited because it totally changed his life. Like it changed your life, like it's changing my life. Yes. And his famous saying, the thing he always says is don't eat your seed corn. So that's kind of why I drew the comparison to your dad.
Yes. Yeah. Good advice.
Sound advice. So you were never able to go to Hawaii before you became Lifestyles Unlimited members?
To tell you the truth, we could have made it happen. But as far as our mentality of living and saving for the future and not really living so much now, yeah, we couldn't make it to Hawaii with our mentality of poverty.
So that was a bridge too far in your former life, but in your current life, that's something you guys get the opportunity to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. And we went in style. We went in the pod. Yes. We've been in the pod.
You've been in the pod. So you flew first class?
We did. Yep.
And that's exciting.
Wow. Now I'm sitting here because I've got two words circled on my interview sheet that says poverty mentality, but you just told me that you flew in the pod. All right.
Yeah.
Spill the beans. Why the pod?
Because we could financially. And because Lifestyle has taught us it's about the lifestyle. It's about living now and living for the future as well. We can do both. We don't have to choose.
Yep. So what's better, sitting in the back of economy or flying in the pod?
The pod is a wonderful experience.
That's a tough one. I don't know. I kind of like the back out, to be honest with you. It's more of an exciting ride.
right there, back by the bathrooms and the beverage carts and the stewardesses that are unhappy that they're stuck on the flight with you for 5 hours. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. So the reason I ask you that question is you got to experience something that your former lifestyle would not have afforded you, but you did it. You checked that box. Would you do it again?
Yeah. Definitely. We plan on doing it every year. The first year we went by ourselves. The second year we said, we've got to take more people. Yeah. This place is wonderful. So Lifestyles allowed us to bring along Philip's side of the family. Introduced them to Hawaii. It was just a life-changing event to have your passive investments paying for your vacation. And then we this year we went again, and we were able to take my side of the family. And my sister-in-law has been dreaming of going to Hawaii since she was a child. She's an immigrant from Mexico, and to see her in tears just saying, this is my childhood dream coming true. It's incredible.
Yeah, I'm just sitting back and I'm thinking about the cost. How many people did you take to Hawaii?
We took my brother's family, so he has
four kids.
And then them. And so, how many of us?
The first time we went, we took seven of our family members. And then this past year, we took five of our family members.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Did they all get the pod experience?
No, we didn't pay for the pod experience. They got their own tickets. We just took care of things once they got there and treated them like royalty, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so their responsibility was to get to Hawaii, but once they got to Hawaii, you guys basically took care of everything? Am I tracking correctly?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's that's got to be expensive.
It is, but again, our nieces and nephews are, 15 19, and to have that opportunity to spend time with them and my brother. I mean, how many people get to vacation with their brother? It's totally worth the money to us. Again, it's that investing in people and investing in relationships. And that has changed our idea of what an investment looks like. It is apartments, but then that allows you to do something else, and that's invest in people.
Right. And what the distributions that we got from the lifestyles and investments has enabled us to do that, to give to our family and to give and provide things like that for them. So we couldn't have done it on our own without those passive investments through lifestyle. So we were very grateful for that.
Yes. Yeah.
I just like the way you guys look at life. I mean, the way you look at life, it's not about you. It's about other people. And I think if more people would think about life the way you guys think about life, this would be probably a better planet. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I would agree with that. Just looking at people and wanting to share life and give value to people. I think John Maxwell, I listened to him the other day, and he's really big on giving value to other people, and that really spoke to me. And so that's what we've been trying to do, is provide that value to other people, help them get to the next level like we've been helped to get next level.
Yes.
And I think Zig Ziglar once said, if you can help people get to where you want to go, then they'll help you get to where you want to go, or something like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, if you help people get where they want to go, they'll help you get where you want to go. Yeah. We tried to focus instead of on what we don't have. It just always decreases. But when you put your focus on what you do have, your resources right now, they start to increase. It just is a natural result.
So you've invested in 15 different apartment communities. Four of them have sold. You still have 11 active investments. Are you looking for more assets to buy?
All the time.
Yes, we are. We have not slowed down. As we are able to save money or as an investment sells, we just immediately reinvest that seed like we talked about. We don't put it in anything else. We don't spend it on pods. We just keep reinvesting. And, you know, the last 2 years have slowed down. We've had some apartments that were giving us those quarterly distributions, and some of those dried up for a while, and they're starting back again. But during that seemingly slow season, we really focused on accelerating our education and accelerating us in the areas that we could, that we did have a say-so in. And so that was in getting us more education and then just living, you know, living with our families and investing in them. Like we talked about going to Hawaii, that to us was an investment.
Yeah, it's an investment in your success. It's an investment in your family. It's an investment into the things that you think are important, which I tend to agree with. So yeah. Let me ask you a question about single family investing. Is that something you guys would even consider doing?
Yeah, we kind of went back and forth on that at times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not totally out of the picture. But the one thing that really kind of keeps us in the passive arena is passive is like strictly hands off. Whereas if we went single family, which is true, you can build a lot of capital faster, but it's more time demanding. It's a lot of logistical management and things like that. And simply we didn't want to get kind of bogged down in that, but we wanted to stay more hands off with the passive.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
We don't completely rule it out. It's still an option on the table, but we prefer passive. And if we had the choice, we'd choose passive.
How much time do you guys spend, say, per week focused on your investment assets?
We specifically on the investments don't spend much time at all. When we do have capital, we will start to look at what deals are happening and start narrowing those down and talking to the leads and deciding which one we think will work. But that's just, it's very little time. Most of our time, we spend about 1 to 2 hours a day more on growing our education and working on that. So it's so passive. I mean, I hope that the listeners understand It's literally a couple hours every couple weeks, so it's nothing to get into these deals. It's very easy.
So do you guys worry about money anymore?
Not at all. No.
Nope.
Do you worry about available time?
No.
No.
I think you guys have arrived. I think you have completed the circuit. I think you guys are actually real estate retired. You have cracked the code, and congratulations. Yeah. I think
thank
you have done a wonderful job of changing the trajectory of your life.
Yes.
Did you guys realize that?
It's
becoming into focus.
The pod helped us realize that.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we're at the end of the show. I want to thank you guys for being on the show. If you want to do what Philip is doing, you want to do what Solis is doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.